Chris, how you doing, sir?
Good, Bill, and yourself?
Doing well. Question number one. SEC teams, athletes can get back on campus and start working out somewhere around the 8th. Is that an advantage over, let's say, in Oklahoma that's coming in July 1? Because you're really not doing football stuff, are you? It's weight room.
It's not much of an advantage, although it would just depend upon how things progress. You're right. The first thing that's being done, like, for example, Louisville start bringing in kids yesterday. They brought in 30 of them, and the first thing that's being done and the first thing that'll be done everywhere is really not even anything to do with the weight room stuff. It's just they're going to come back on campus. Obviously, they're going to be, you know, everyone's going to have their own medical people kind of basically go through the procedures of how, hey, here's how things are going to be handled and what you're going to have to do and so on and so forth. Kind of basically a tutorial of how things are going to be done. And how long that takes and how you want to do it is probably going to vary school to school. Again, Louisville's, I thought that was interesting. They took 30, and I don't know if they're getting 30 today or tomorrow, and they're just going to do it in waves to kind of make it a little bit more individualized. Then it'll be a little bit more monitored workouts, and there's going to have to be an assessment of where everybody is physically. Weight-wise, cardiovascular work, there's probably going to have to be some initial testing to see how far along guys are in getting them in cardiovascular shape. Then that comes before the pads. But all of that is a progression to get us to the point where can we have enough work and practice on the football field to get ready to start at the and be as prepared as you need to be come late August, early September. So I think obviously the earlier you get in to start the whole process, you know, the better it is. The later, you know, it really depends upon, you could have somebody come in 2 weeks later, but maybe as a whole they're in better shape or what have you, and they could end up being better than the ones that came in 2 weeks earlier. But I'd certainly rather have them in as soon as possible to get the process rolling.
Yeah, and you get tested, make sure everybody's healthy, and then you start your weight room stuff. I assume they do that in groups of 10 or what. You know, some of these rooms are big, so I don't know what the number is.
A lot of it's going to be virtual initially. I don't know how, you know, they'll progress, but I'm told the strength coaches will have some virtual involvements, and then how much they can be hands-on or close, and coaches, when they are going to be brought in, how that's going to be, what are you going to expect of them, and they're going to have to wear masks, or what? I mean, those are all things that, you know, you hear this, you know, that's the other thing, players can't really, he can't wear masks and work out, and as I understand it, as I've learned, is, you know, you wear a mask not to protect yourself, but other people. You are dealing, again, with a lot of coaches. Some of them are of the age that may be vulnerable, and some of them may have diabetes or history of certain things that may be a little vulnerable. We tend to not I think about that a lot, but I bring it up every time because everybody talks about the players, which is the most important thing, the health of the players. But the health of the coaches are going to be important, too, and they're not young and as healthy as the players are.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Has the Big Ten, this came up last hour, has the Big Ten announced a date that their athletes come back yet, like the SEC?
Yeah, they've given a directive that that they can come back, but they're allowing individual schools to decide how they're going to want to do it. And everybody's kind of, you know, interesting comments. You talked about the Michigan president and his comments. Did you hear about that?
No. Oh, you're talking about the Michigan, yes.
Michigan president. So,
yes.
I mean, I don't know. That's going to be real interesting. He may have to eat. He left no there was no ambiguity in his statement. So he's either going to have to eat what he said or he's going to have to follow through with it. But I know there's a little bit of the faction of schools that are 100% gung ho in the Big Ten, and then there may be a couple that have fallen in line with what Michigan's thinking is. But I don't take that statement to be definitive on anything, because at the end of the day, I think that'll kind of play its way out. And I don't know that we're going to have – one thing I will say that I have been talking with folks, that there's a lot more – everybody says, well, everybody's going to do what they want to do individually. Well, yeah, they will. They're going to do to protect their interests. But everybody I talk with desperately wants to get a situation where everybody can play. No one wants to be in a situation where – even another conference, a major conference, can't play, or part of their schools can't play, or certainly you don't want to have a team in your league that can't play. So then how do you deal with the scheduling issues? Now, I'm not saying that they would, they're going to shut it down if somebody else has to shut it down, but that is a real concern I'm noticing, is that they all are very, very concerned from one part of the country to the other. What are they going to do? They're really, really concerned with that. So I don't know how it's going to play out, and the exact dates are a little bit more scattered in the Big Ten. The Pac-12 has kind of made their directive of the guys that they could come in. But again, it's all going to be, depending upon whether you can do it as a state.
No, that's a good point. Back to the Michigan president, chancellor. I don't know. I just read it. I don't know the context of it, but it there's no way Ohio State's playing and Michigan's not. I just, like you said, he's going to have to either walk away or apologize or change his tune, but there's no way Michigan's not playing football.
He made a lot of comments that – we're just like, I don't think we can play college football at all. He doesn't speak for anybody else. He can right. speak for Michigan, and I don't know. And look, that I am not a political person. I don't follow it. In fact, I hate politics just because I distrust politicians on all around. But I do understand that they've had a lot of problems in the state of Michigan, just with issues. So I don't know I don't know the guy. I don't know if his comments were reflective of anything else. But he did make something that was, he really went out there to say, hey, look, athletics are important. That's a lot of money. But, we're a multi-billion-dollar university and research university. Athletics are a drop in the bucket. That was a little bit, all right, look, if that's true and you believe that, that's fine. But I thought that was interesting to go that far to make that statement. And you know what? I've got a lot of familiarity with Michigan, and almost went to work there at one point a long time ago on a previous set. They do look at themselves as different, as an academic institute. They're all academic institutions, but let me just put it this way. They could think of themselves as that. And that president is from Brown, and he got a degree at Cal. And so he's one of those guys that, I get what you guys do on the athletic side, but, that's not, and I'm not saying that's wrong, because I do think that we tend to de-emphasize academics, and I think that even a lot of the big football powers and athletic powers, you can get a really good degree and do both. We don't emphasize that enough, because that's not what we talk about. We talk about football. But, I think that football is still important. I've been told, because I've actually been on a couple of shows to talk about it up there, I'm told it's and I don't really know how to classify it. I'm told that the reaction to his comments were mixed. And I'm like, well, by whom? I mean, I would think that the football fans would not be mixed on that, but maybe there's a lot of alumni that say, you know, say, look, I mean, we all know that Harvard doesn't care about football because, you know, they're going to play for something that they do on campus, but they've got a mega billion-dollar endowment fund, and football is not any part of it. You know, Yale as well. But, you know, Michigan, while they may consider themselves more along the lines of that, you know, some may do that. Athletics are pretty important, and I would agree that they would, if the Big Ten is doing it, there will at the very least be a lot of pressure, and the president may find himself if they do have to have kids doing virtual schoolwork. He may have to eat his words about them not playing. But then again, I don't know. It looks like we're going to have kids on campus anyway. So it may be a moot point, you know. He may, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see. But I thought it was really interesting comments, and I talked about it on my podcast, and kind of went through some histories of people and that I've dealt with at Michigan that have had some unique perspectives on academics versus athletics.
I think it's the typical story. And this is, you could find this on any campus somewhere, some more than others, obviously. Academia thumbing their nose at athletics. That's what this is.
And he's a academia guy where right. Other presidents really embrace that, that athletics, while they're the president, and it may not be the most important thing that they do on campus, because when you consider athletes are just a very, very, very small part of the population on campus. And overall, the money made from a university is greater than what they can make in athletics. The athletics are pretty important in terms of raising money to support the overall athletic environment anyway.
Right.
And it is kind of the front porch of the university. And I think a lot of presidents have said and have expressed that, you know, having really good athletics has made it opened the door for a lot of funds to come in to make you a much better engineering department or chemistry department or what have you. And I never quite understood that, you know, but I've heard it enough to where I believe it, and I've actually seen it, and I've seen some data that proves that. So I do think it has value, but you're right. Some of them are, neophyte, Neanderthal football players, you know, let me tie my bow tie a little tighter, you know, you have a lot of that.
Chris, got a few minutes on the other side?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com with us. More to come. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Chris Landry, the site LandryFootball.com, will let you know how you get all his information. College and pro. The NFL season football was not interrupted, Chris. We got the season done. We got the postseason done. But the NFL and also Major League Baseball and the NBA, because they're trying to come up with some solution to finish their seasons. I tell you what, while watching or listening to the NBA, and it sounds like they've got it together a little bit better than Major League Baseball, but I don't know that either one of them – I know the NBA's talked a good game, and there's talk about playing in Orlando and all that and doing it safely. But I don't know if what we're going to get done with those other sports right now.
Well, and, you know, I've always said, and I've talked about it, you know, from a football standpoint, there's a lot of important things, spring practice and spring recruiting – There are a lot of things that go on that really affect your success in the fall. But from a fan standpoint, you haven't lost anything in football. I mean, other than some tidbits out of spring practice. In the NFL, we've had the draft. We've had the draft process. We've had free agency. We haven't lost anything. And unless the NFL is, I mean, we might lose part of it or we might lose some of it. I don't know how this is going to play out, but it's been baseball and basketball and hockey, college basketball, the tournament. That's the ones that are more affected because it eliminated, you know, well, the heart of their season, and now they're trying to recover. Whereas with football, we've had time to kind of figure some things out. How do we deal with certain situations? And we don't know what it's going to look like in the fall. And I can tell you, it's not going to look the same. It may even delegitimize the season to some degree. But, you know, we're fortunate at least at this point that we've got a chance to kind of figure some things out. Because you're right, I mean, it'll be interesting as someone that's – I mean, we're going to have, like, NBA games at Disney. Is it going to be like one of those high school tournaments where you have, like, 12 games in a day and they just go on and on and on?
Right.
That might be interesting. You know, maybe it's something – I don't know when they get to, but is that maybe what our August is going to look like? Do we have, like, you know, yeah, the – just all these teams, it would be really weird. I mean, that would be something that we probably could, you know, be on a rocking chair somewhere and tell young kids, hey, I can remember when we had like a 12 straight, you know, whatever they're going to do, this is going to be really weird. I remember when baseball played in two sites. That's going to be really, really weird. Now, football is just going to be interesting to see how we adjust to it. But I'm with you. I don't know. I still don't know how they're going to get done with the season. But are they going to take it into the fall? I mean, do you really? I mean, I guess you do if you want to figure out a champion, if you have to go that far. But I would think that they want to get done with their playoffs to not – I would not want to be going up if I'm the NBA up against the NFL, the start of the NFL or college football. And then what do the TV programmers do? Because you know that you got contracts and all that, but you know, how do you manage all that? I just think that's going to be real intriguing.
Well, in baseball, and not that I've been looking at this really hard, but right now they're at an impasse over their
right.
contracts, you know, because the
players, yeah.
Yeah, it's because the revenue's different, and it doesn't sound like there's any happy medium there.
No. So that adds another layer of complexity to this, to whether we can get it done.
Question here, Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, ask Chris how confident he is that college football will happen in the fall and not in the spring.
Boy, nobody wants to do it in the spring. I mean, that's a, you know, if it absolutely has to be, that would just be really bad and mess things up down the road for the next season. It just better than nothing, but no one wants that. Look, it's pretty clear that everything is in place to try to get going for the start of the season. Now, again, off of our start of this conversation, whether we can get everything started end of August, early September, you know, as soon as we can, if it's on schedule, I don't know. I think that's going to depend upon what happens the next few weeks. You know, but my thing is I don't know, and I don't know that anybody knows, how are you going to deal with the season? What's going to happen during the season? No one can tell us that. But how do you deal with problems? So starting the season, yes. Do we finish the season? I'm going to assume so, but is everybody going to be able to finish? Or we're going to have teams that are just crippled, you know, basically have an epidemic of, you know, players get it. That could have an effect. You know, we could have situations where a really good team is just, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40 players get it. I mean, how do you do that? How do you manage it? Those are the type of things I don't know. So do you have teams that, you know, have a 9-0 record but have three games that are just either forfeited or canceled versus, I mean, I don't know how it's going to look, but it's pretty clear that everybody's doing everything they can to facilitate the start. But I think the biggest thing, and I felt all along, the biggest thing is how do we finish? How do we get through a season? And I'm not even talking about the fans because I don't know how they're going to manage that. And with all due respect, since that's kind of out of my purview, look, it won't be fun to see college football with half-empty stadiums. It won't be the same. We want to have the same buzz. But you can still play football games without fans. May not be the excitement. It may not be the juice, but you can play it. But you can't play football without players. And if you start having an epidemic where you got half your coaching staff and half your players gone, well, then how do you deal with that? Now, I don't know that that's even going to be an issue, but I don't know. And so finishing it is my biggest concern. So I'm a little apprehensive just because I have no answers like anyone else does. I have no answers. But I feel pretty good about things getting back. In fact, I feel better about it now than I did a month ago because, I mean, everybody's on board. I mean, everybody said that, boy, the Pac-12, they're probably not going to – they are absolutely gung-ho. We're playing. We're going to do this and that. Now, maybe individual schools and their governors may provide some obstacles, but everybody – is overly optimistic about trying to get it in, but they're concerned about how they're going to deal with certain situations that come up and arise during the season.
Chris, tell everybody how they can get your information.
LandryFootball.com. We have not slowed down with a lot. We've had the little maintenance issues with the website the past couple of days, but lots of information recruiting-wise, just tons and tons of information. You know, so we've got in our notebooks every day the latest on that and the evaluations what those recruits mean and the likelihood of them sticking, so on and so forth. But certainly we are getting back and going to be working through the rest of the spring and the summer on our recruiting boards as well as our recruiting evaluations of the class of 2021 and beyond, as well as our draft boards, our roster analysis for all the college programs, our roster analysis for NFL teams, draft boards, as I mentioned. So we've got it all. We've got some interesting things that we're going to be adding to our podcast family, but certainly I got all the podcasts every day, a couple of them each day, but we're going to be adding more with some other people involved. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to really kind of branch us out. So we're really excited about it. So check us out at LandryFootball.com to find out all the latest. And we've got a discounts savings for scouting season sale, less than $5 a month for the membership portion of our website. So we think you'll love it. If you like football, it's like having your own scouting department or coaching department at your own disposal. You're the owner, and you can get it for less than $5 a month, to at least the premium portion. So check it out. We think you'll love it.